It's the Country Station FM 95. More of our conversation with Galesburg's Andrew Steck. Grew up on a farm here in Galesburg. Went to Galesburg High School, played sports, took some film classes in college. Now, going to be on an episode of NBC's Chicago Med.
How did you get up to Chicago onto the set of Chicago Med? How did that transpire?
That was kind of a... It's funny, my mom... you know, it was obviously my family supports me in everything I do, and I thank them for that every day. But I pay attention to casting calls in Chicago from the time I was, you know, in high school, like I said. But finally, you know, I saw a couple, and I was like, there's a Facebook page for like Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Chicago PD, as far as extras go. And I've always paid attention to those. They post all the time, you know, looking for people.
Right.
So I saw one and I was like, you know, wow, this, I think I could maybe do this.
Send a headshot, do a video?
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah. They needed pictures of what you currently look like. And so I sent in, you know, I added my information and stuff. And, you know, I was just like, I'm not going to get called back.
Sure.
And I told my mom, I was like, I submitted for it. I didn't even, you know, tell them because I thought they'd be like, what are you doing?
Now, you just submitted, but did mom get excited when you told her
that? Yeah, so I told her and, you know, she's like, wow, that's awesome and stuff. And I was just like, you know, okay, that's kind of cool.
Sure.
And so the next morning, I actually got an email back, and they're like, hey, we want to cast you in the show as one of our background actors.
We want to talk to you.
No.
You're on the show.
Yeah, that's, they said, you know, it was a big scene. I can't really say what it was, but it was a big scene. So they were casting a bunch of people. And they said, you know, we'll call you tomorrow with more details. You know, we'll talk to you a little bit.
Right.
I said, okay, cool. So they call me. Actually, I was subbing. The kids were at, I believe they were at lunch.
Phys Ed sub at Steele School in Galesburg here.
Yeah. And I got the call, and I was talking to them and stuff, and they asked me my name and all that information to make sure it was me on the phone. And she goes, hold on a second. Let me check something. She types a little bit, and she comes back on the phone, and she says, actually, we're going to need to call you back later. The director went through the pictures, and she wants to use you for 7 days or however long I was there instead of just the 2 days.
Were you floored?
And I was like, I was, you know, kind of freaking out. I'm like,
yeah,
what is that? You know, what do you mean she went through? Like, what are you talking about? And they're like, well, we want to use you in more scenes than just the big scenes.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, absolutely. And she's like, are you available? And I said, yeah, you know, I'm a sub teacher. I can...
Yeah,
you know, kind of take time off whenever, and
sure,
that was kind of how I was like, yeah,
whatever job you had, you would have dropped.
Yes, I was like, I gotta at least just get on set.
Absolutely, yeah. So up in Chicago, Andrew Steck is with us. He's a real Galesburg boy and Galesburg Silver Streak alum. Bow hunting season's coming up. I know you're getting excited about that.
Oh, yeah,
does a lot of bow hunting videos and promos. And now send a headshot off to Chicago. Chicago Med, now I know they filmed that triplet of shows up there. All done in Chicago? Do they shoot some out in L.A. too?
No. I was actually, this is one of the most surprising things that I actually did not know. There are 10 shows that shoot in Chicago.
Wow.
And all at CineSpace.
Okay.
The big, it used to be, I believe they said like Ryder Steel or something like that. It's a big warehouse.
Yeah.
And there's tons of stages there. You know, Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Fire.
You mean it's not an actual hospital, Andrew?
No. Yeah, that's what a bunch of people asked me, you know, what hospital do you shoot at? And I was like, well, it doesn't have a ceiling. But so that was kind of funny. But you know, Chicago Justice is going to be on this year.
Yeah. Blue Bloods they do there?
Blue Bloods is in New
York.
That's
New York. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Shameless. Empire,
yeah, right?
A couple
Shameless,
big shows like that, you know, and people don't realize they actually film in Chicago. So
that's great. Let everyone know, Andrew Steck is with us this morning. What episode? Because I know you can't give too many details.
Yeah,
away.
No. I can't
do you have a date that the show that you might be on?
They said it's episode. It's 205, so it's season 2, episode 5.
Yeah,
and I believe that'll be October 20th.
Okay.
I don't know for sure. They haven't exactly released that yet.
Well, find Andrew on Facebook, and you'll be giving updates,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
sure.
I'll be giving updates. My mom will. She'll be sharing stuff, too. So.
That's one show that my wife watches that I'll sit down and watch with her. It bugs me when they're doing surgery on a guy, and they're having, like, this intense conversation. None of them are looking, and they're digging with their scalpel.
Yes. It's kind of... It's crazy.
But I know they actually do techniques on, they have to learn those tools what they're doing.
There's someone on set that, you know, tells them and goes with them through the script and shows
like an
them,
authenticity
like,
director.
Yes,
yeah.
Yep. That says, you know, this is what you have to do.
Right.
This is the terminology you have to use. And that was cool watching.
Yeah.
As far as like, you know, the actors are trying, they have no medical background, you know, obviously.
Absolutely.
And so watching them do that is, and like on the, you know, there's an actor laying on the table while they're doing that.
Okay.
And it's a very cool experience.
More of our conversation with Galesburg's own Andrew Steck, who will be on the October 20th episode of NBC's Chicago Med. Don't miss the episode. You'll see him. He's pretty prominent. At least he hopes so. More coming up with Andrew after this on FM 95.